It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The verb hang has two past tenses, at least one of which is lethal.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Well, this suggestion came from a listener. Is that correct?
It is. Dorothy wrote to us, and the subject line of her message was, "Don't leave me hanging." She then wrote, and I'm going to quote her here, "I'm feeling more and more like a curmudgeon as I experience the privilege of growing older, and here's yet another example of my linguistic cringing. When we refer to an execution by hanging, my experience is that the person was hanged, not hung. I'm driven crazy by what I perceive as this incorrect grammar."
Oh, Dorothy.
I know. So then she asked, "What is the current linguistic status of my latest annoyance?" And Dorothy, I'm so glad you asked. There is an idea out there that you can find in many, many grammar books that we should make a distinction between hanged and hung. Mm-hmm. So you got one verb, two past tenses. The website Grammar Girl says, "Curtains are hung and people are hanged." Mm-hmm. I had always heard it as pictures are hung, people are hanged, but same idea. But Brian Garner, who has written a lot about usage, clarifies, and it's a little gruesome, but I think we should go here. He says, it really has to be about the death. So he says, if a person is suspended, and here I quote, "for amusement or through malice, and the death isn't intended or likely, then they were hung, not hanged."
Really?
Yeah. So he says, if a person is suspended and tortured but not killed, then they were hung.
That's sort of a lousy differentiation to make, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely gruesome. Now, where does this come from? If we take this back to Old English, what we see is that we have two verbs that have over time gotten conflated into one. And one was what we'd call a strong verb that made a past tense by changing the vowel. So hang, hung. And one was a weak verb that made the past tense by putting on ed, hang, hanged. Over time, they got conflated. And for a long time, they were used interchangeably. So you could say hanged or hung, inanimate objects, people, killing, not killing. It was in the 18th and 19th century that people started to say we should make a distinction here. And in the 20th century, grammarians latched onto this and said, no, no, hanged for killing, hung for everything else. And here I want to quote Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage, which has a really nice conclusion on this. And it says, "If you make a point of observing the distinction in your writing, you will not thereby become a better writer, but you will spare yourself the annoyance of being corrected for having done something that is not wrong."
Well, to quote the famous Roger Miller, may I just say, dang me, ought to get a rope and hang me. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.